Have you ever felt unwanted, unloved, uncared for, just because of who you are? Maybe because of something you have said or done? Maybe even because of what someone has done to you? If you can relate to what I said, and then this mini devotion on God's redeeming love is a must for you to listen to. You won't regret it. Be aware, this mini devotion 6 of the Bible study, God Loves You and Me, is different from the other minis, because it shares a story or allegory about God's redeeming love instead of summarizing the complete devotion 6. So I recommend you listen to both the mini devotion and the complete one. They complement each other, we could say. Since we're going to talk about God's redeeming love, let me explain to you redemption, the idea of redemption, and why we had to be redeemed. Redemption means buying something out of, like a marketplace, paying the price of something. It also has the idea of setting free. And you will see all those ideas of redemption in this story. Some of you might be wondering, why in the world do we need to be redeemed? Well, I'll tell you. First off, because we were born slaves to sin.
Ugh.
Because of sin, we were also separated from the God who created us to love us, our loving Father. We were in a state of eternal death towards God, heading towards eternal punishment. And we were a permanent resident of the slave market of sin, with no hope of getting out of it. Because like I said, we couldn't buy ourselves out of it. We were stuck in it because all we did was sin. And how do you pay off sin if all you do is sin? If that wasn't bad enough, sin was like our slave master. And in our allegory, he will be named Sir Sin. In other words, we could only do what Sir Sin wanted us to do. We had no choice. However, God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ came to our rescue. They did what we could never do. They paid for our sins so we could be set free from the slave market of sin. In other words, our King of Kings paid the price for our redemption. And because of that, we are taken completely, permanently out of the slave market of sin. And Sir Sin has no more power over us. The sad, sad truth about the whole matter, it took the death of our King, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay for our redemption. Let's make this personal. Jesus' redeeming death allowed God to adopt you into his family to make you his, of course, loved daughter, his princess. You will never go back to that slave market of sin again. You are his eternally. I think we would all agree that's redeeming love. But let me start. Let's do our story that I hope will illustrate the idea of God's redeeming love that allowed God to adopt us. There was this young woman. She was such a beautiful baby that people would say she looked like a princess and even kind of acted like one too. But there was an awful problem with her family, the family she was born into. They were a family of slaves, and they had a slave master. He was known as Sir Sin. Sir Sin was very, very wicked and evil and mean. No matter how much people served him, they would always end up dead. This baby grew up to be a young woman who was controlled by her master, Sir Sin. Sir Sin, in reality, held her whole family in his power. He encouraged them to think and act like slaves to sin, and they certainly did. The young woman had come to accept the fact she was in slavery to sin, because who would ever redeem her? Who would ever want to? She knew she wasn't worth very much because she had been very used and abused because of sin. She knew she was damaged goods, as they would say. Who would want to redeem her? Oh, she knew no one would. Then one day, this man came to Sir Sin's slave market of sin. He seemed like a very wealthy man. He had this look of royalty about him. Yet what drew the young woman to this man, to this king, was his love. This quality of love in him seemed to radiate and touch everyone and everything around him. His words and actions seemed to literally live out this love. The young woman was pulled towards this quality of love. This made her think, could anyone ever really love her? Since she had been a slave of Sir Sin's from birth and was so damaged. This man of royal heritage said to Sir Sin, I want to buy that young woman of yours. I will pay any price you want me to pay for her. Sir Sin said, she's very, very expensive, because I enjoy having her as my slave. I pride myself with the fact she acts very much like a slave and does anything I want her to do. I don't think she's worth your time or money. You don't really want to buy her, do you? Oh, yes. My father and I have loved her from eternity past. We know very well she has been your slave from birth. And you are right, she acts and thinks like one. But I will give up my life for her because we love her. Sir Sin said, "Oh, she's yours. You can have her. She's a wreck. I don't want her anyway." But the price you're going to pay for her is going to be a huge, huge sacrifice. It is the price I would put on for your life. And I perceive you're a king, so your life is worth the world." So the king paid exactly the price Sir Sin demanded for the young woman. When the young woman found out she had been bought, redeemed by this loving man, she could hardly believe it. She said to the king, "I will gladly become yours and your father's slave, because you truly love me, and I know this as fact because you paid so much for me, when I am really worth nothing because of my life of slavery to sin." The king lovingly laid his right hand upon her shoulder and said, "I did pay a lot for you, so much so it was a huge, huge sacrifice for me and my father. But we would do it again because we have always loved you. We have waited for you to become ours, to become a part of our family, and live happily ever after with us." And I think we could say for sure this is the only story that has a happily ever after ending. But we do have a responsibility to have that type of ending with God. We need to believe in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for our sins. That enables him to redeem you. Oh, ladies, you are his princess if you want to be. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us to believe in you if we never have. If we have believed in you, help us to live for you, our loving Father. Amen.